Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Necessary Hunger by Nina Revor. Narrated by Jin Yang. Introduction. Live the Way You Play by Linnell George. I imagine most cities play host to nesting shadow cities, essential terra incognita, known only to those who reside within those specific mapped quadrants. Los Angeles has a double-edged snare of being known, a region so frequently photographed in stills and in motion that many think they get it and can entangle it even from afar. I grew up in Los Angeles, an avid reader, looking for the sort of stories that existed along the edges of the narrative the outside world knew as Los Angeles. Expansive beaches, conspicuous wealth, the high gloss of the good life, the fertile land of second chances. I knew different. Along the edges, really, was the heart. These were the neighborhoods that tended to be brown, older, striving and scuffling. These were neighborhoods that were not just misunderstood, they were invisible to the outside world, unless you knew where to look. Nina Revoir's body of work travels deep into these spaces, these blink-and-you'll-miss-them enclaves spreading below freeway overpasses. These neighborhoods and the people who live in them keep the city pulsing. The schoolteachers, the coaches, the 9-to-5 business park denizens, the bus and truck drivers, the convenience store owners, the students praying for college scholarships to lift them out of the cycle of bad luck or poverty so they can catch that L.A. dream that has lured so many outsiders. The Necessary Hunger, Revoir's first novel, is set in the late 1980s, the time leading up to Los Angeles's 1992 urban unrest. This rebellion, as it is often termed, was a pushback, a revolt that sent an urgent message out to the world about the long-term effects of government neglect and socioeconomic inequity. It underscored, once again, just how many Los Angeleses existed in the region. For those far outside the boundary lines of the heat of Flashpoint, communities evoked within Revoir's landscape, the kindling was mysterious. Some residents in far-flung neighborhoods, Santa Monica, Tujunga, the West Valley, were confused about the rage that lit up the sky in fires or that filled the TV screen. Revoir's novel is a lesson in both topography and psychogeography. It schools those on the outside about minefields of class and race. Place is people, and Revoir vividly weaves together her characters' personal histories, their struggles in formulating a sense of who they are and who they hope to be in the world. Identity, at this stage of their lives in these spaces, is less about fitting in, but rather about being in search of an authentic self. Her protagonist, Nancy Takahiro, a Japanese-American teenager and high school basketball star, is captivated by Raina Weber, an African-American star player in her orbit. But Nancy's crush, a whirling, almost debilitating obsession, keeps her questioning herself and renders her unable to make any definitive move. In Revoir's careful hands, race is not a billboard, yet neither is it incidental. The same is true about sexuality and the language and interplay around it. Interactions or flare-ups may not always be casual, but they are conversational, sewn into the fiber of life. Revoir's gift here is in the nuances and subtleties. The ritual of basketball and the rules of neighborhood bind the characters together, make them intimates, unified by their yearning, their gains and losses. In an ethnically mixed environment, proximity shapes the interactions, sense of self, and worldview. But it's not always smooth, nor without drama. Nancy is on the cusp of adulthood and has a clear understanding of race and class and how it organizes and divides her neighborhood. Her divorced father, Wendell, has moved them from a Tony, mostly white community in Redondo Beach to working-class Inglewood. The characters must navigate a landscape that is fraught with inter- and intra-racial tensions, whispers of homophobia, and class hierarchies.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?